The meeting to order for Health and Social Services Committee at this time, and it is 1:33. We have present Senator Ellis and the Vice Chair, Senator Passband, and also Senator Dyson. Myself, Betty Davis, is Chair. We do have a quorum, and we're going to take up one bill today, is Senate Bill 168, also with 169, which was the financing of this bill. So we're going to deal with that. You do have in front of you also an amendment that's not a part of the CS that you have in your package. And those are the areas that we're going to deal with at this point. Tom, come. Excuse me. I'm going to have my staff and Senator Coghill to give any overviews that need to be given on the present CS that we have before us. Have we adopted this CS already? I think we didn't. And, oh, yeah, so we do need to adopt the CS before we get into it. But they can give the overview without us adopting it, right? And then we'll adopt it after we get through with that, if we're going to take in a testimony. And then when we get to the CS, we'll do the adoption at this time. I have in front of me Senator Overmar, demoted him or promoted him one.
Well, no. Not promoted, he's about to pay that $50 filing fee.
My staffer that's present, Mr. Overmar, and we have Senator Coghill. And I don't know how the two of you want to do your presentation at this time, but turn it over to you.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Chairwoman, the CS is going to have language in there that points to the alcohol tax as a funding source, and the funding source is, in my view, to be used to not only help fill the fund itself, but to help match money that we can use under what is known as disproportionate share money, which is uncompensated care money we get, or disproportionate share money we get from the federal government that goes with Medicaid dollars. So. And if there's any question as to the value of the alcohol-related issues and trauma, I did bring a report in that I got from Dr. Boyd and Dr. Sacco that has kind of a PowerPoint on the effects of alcohol on trauma in Alaska, so especially at the ER. So I'll pass that out to the committee. Then the other thing was the amendment that's before you, as I understand it, is to take the word uncompensated care out and take it out of the title. And that increases the flexibility of the use of disproportionate share money according to our Medicaid official. So I'm okay with that. I understand it really still is going to go towards those disproportionate share and uncompensated care area, but the flexibility is just a little greater, the way I understand it. And I'm okay with doing that.
And my members do have that. And do we have anybody from the administration to speak to that? Or we did speak with them before we came, and that is the understanding I got from them, that they thought that was a good thing to bring this amendment. But at the time, we'd already done the CS, so you have a standalone amendment that would have to be added to the present CS that we have in front of us. Any questions or comments at this time from the members? Committee? Yes, just, Senator Thomas?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Just to make sure I understand, the CS I'm looking at already has the amendment that was offered in the House in it, so you're only talking about...
The funding source.
This particular amendment here with just the minor uncompensated trauma care fund to offset compensated added in the appropriate areas in the bill?
Yes, it would be a change of the title, and that's what you have in front of you.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Is there anyone here that's planning to testify to the changes that's been made in the CS or the CS that we have before us? Well, I see one hand back there. Yes. Would one of you let Mr. Beatty come up, please?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I'm Rod Beatty with the Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association. I just wanted to testify in favor of the amendment that broadens the language in the bill, not specifically just to uncompensated care. That's a key factor that's kept hospitals from moving to those higher trauma designation levels, but there are others. And what broadening the fund's use will do is allow the department to work through whatever those barriers are in the state with doctors and hospitals to try to get this the purpose of this bill accomplished. And it doesn't compromise using disproportionate share funds, I think, is what you were advised by the department. That's a separate
yes.
standard, but we think this is a good change and would help get us where we need to be.
Yes. All right, thank you for your testimony. I don't know if anyone have any questions of you. We do have several other people that sign up to testify. Is there anyone else in the room that's going to testify? If not, Dr. Ward Hallbert, do you would like to testify? Or are you just here for questions or what?
Yes, Madam Chair. My testimony was just to the bill. Is that correct? Is that what the expectation was, Madam Chair?
Yes. Well, my expectation is what you have to offer to us. We have the, do you have the amendments that we've made? And do you have the CS in front of you?
I do, yes. Yes, Madam Chair.
Is there any information that you want to add on behalf of the administration pertaining to?
No, the testimony on the bill would be, as I have testified before, on the importance of having the trauma system. And I did note on the amendment for the alcohol tax, just related to my experience as a surgeon, that that alcohol is certainly very heavily associated with our unintentional trauma in the state.
Yes.
That's my comment on the amendment.
All right, thank you. And there was no comment on the uncompensation, compensated coming out of the bill, its title?
No, there's not.
All right, thank you very much. Are there any questions? The committee? Dr. Chenault?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Would you like to testify?
I would. I would like to appreciate the committee for recognizing alcohol as a major problem for these patients.
Before you start, would you state your name for the record and your affiliation, please?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Regina Chenault. I'm a general surgeon. I live in Anchorage. I have three kids. I'm the chair of the College of Surgeons Committee on Trauma. I'm on the Violent Crimes Board. I'm the doctor on that board, and I'm also on the Alaska State Trauma Systems Review Committee. And we tracked on the Violent Crimes Board, we tracked the Association of Drugs and Alcohol for several years, and from quarter to quarter, it varied between 70 and 88% of times that the victims were trauma victims because of the alcohol and drug association, and that's really all I have to say.
Well, thank you very much for your testimony. Are there any questions of Dr. Chenault? No questions at this time. Is there anyone else that's hearing my voice that wish to testify on 168? Hearing none, I'd like to close public testimony at this time. We do have this bill before us, and I'd like to have an amendment to accept the CS that we have before us.
Madam Chair, I would move that we bring the CS for Senate Bill number 168 backslash R as amended by amendment R.1 before this committee.
Okay. Any objection to that? Here not. This is before us now with the one amendment. Is there any discussion on the bill the way it is? Easy group tonight today. We do have one other amendment and an amendment in front of us, and I'd like to have the vice chair give the explanation of this, at least say what it is.
Oh yes,
that's before you.
The purpose of this, as I believe was testified, was to remove the terminology "uncompensated trauma care" to just fund to trauma care fund, and to make that consistent throughout the bill, so that it, for example, page 1, line 13, delete uncompensated trauma and just insert trauma. And so I think that that's the overall intent of the half a dozen or so modifications.
Okay, would you move the amendment, please?
Yes, I would move that we bring amendment R.1 before this committee as a amendment to the CS for Senate Bill 168.
Madam Chair, I'm unclear. Is the member making a motion to bring something before us or to adopt?
To adopt.
Okay. So then I move that we adopt R.1 to Senate Bill, CS for Senate Bill 168.
That's correct. Nah, are there any objections to that? Hearing no objection, then that amendment would be added to the present CS that we have in front of us. Is there any other discussions or any additions to be made to Senate Bill 168? Senator Thomas?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Just a question. On page 2, line 14D, it says the commissioner may not provide more than 25% of the total assets, including earnings of the fund, in a fiscal year to one trauma center. And 50% of that fund is already dedicated for drug and alcohol related prevention. So is the 25% 25% of the 50% or 25% of the entire amount? I'm not sure if it.
There is no one from administration here to speak to that, but that can be easily answered. I don't know if Senator Coghill has a clear understanding on that. If not, we could bring that back to you. I don't have that answer. Tom, do you have any information that you could give towards that?
The statutory authority is 43.60.450. I believe that's, we might be able to find the division of the money in the statutes back here.
Madam Chair, I may be able to clarify. I'm sorry I don't have the actual language in front of me.
You don't have the bill.
But the amount of the tax available to the fund from the alcohol tax is so much, and the amount to appropriate out of the fund also has a limitation to it.
Yes.
So there are two different limitations. One is how much the fund can take in, and the other one is how much the fund can give out, if I understand correctly. I'll have to look at the language, but that was the intent, that only so much of the alcohol tax would come into this fund. It was meant to take a portion of it to use it to match federal dollars with state dollars, so that we could increase the size of the fund, and then the 25% not going to any particular trauma hospital was meant to make sure that nobody dominated that fund to get the trauma level up. So that was, I think that's the rationale behind it, and I'm sorry I don't have the exact language. I could point right to it, but I'm pretty sure that's the rationale.
We could get to the language. I need to hear from Senator Thomas if that's addressing your question, because
that is addressing my question. The more I read it, then that makes sense. It says the portion of the tax collected under that is not separately accounted for. So this would be separately accounted for in this particular fund. So it makes sense to me that only 25% of that, the entire fund, is already apportioned in some aspect, 50% for something else. So
okay, any further questions?
No, thank you.
Here, no further questions. What is the wishes of the committee? as far as the bill. If you want me to give my desire, I would like to move this bill out of the committee to finance.
Should have had more candy on the table here if they wanted to do that. That sounds good. No. This is Johnny. He likes the hard candy.
Would you like a motion?
It's so nice outside, and I think you might have some opportunity to go out there and enjoy some of the sunshine before your next meeting if you take action on this bill at this time.
Madam Chair, I would move that this committee adopt and pass to the next committee of referral
with
CS.
The CS as amended under R.1 with individual recommendations and attach fiscal note.
Yeah. Any objection to that? Here, no objection. There's no need to vote. And so move. We will sign the form and we'll make sure that the standalone amendment gets into the bill and we will pass it along to the clerk. Thank you very much. That completes our meeting for today, and we'll adjourn at 10.